Digby Hilliard.
Hello, and welcome back to the Future 16 podcast. My name is Digby Hilliard, and as always, I am joined with Onika Rahman.
Hello.
The founder of Future 16 podcast. And today, guess what? We're talking about movies.
And
have fun.
More specifically, we're talking about the film industry.
Very true. Because there's been some recent news about Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein, about the state of the film industry. And
whether studios are actually needed anymore.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, if studios are even needed. But yeah.
Should be a pretty good episode.
Should be a good episode.
So how was your halftime?
It wasn't bad. I didn't do a lot. I didn't see any films, which was
really
very upset. No, I watched Blade Runner 2049. That's a lie. Which wasn't great.
Everyone says that it's like amazing.
Everyone does say it's amazing, but I'm not the biggest fan of it. I thought it lacked a little bit in story, personally, because I don't know. I'm really sorry. I think it lacked a little bit in like the visuals kind of made up for the lack of story, and I think that direction in a movie isn't very.
Yeah, a lot of films do that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Alien Covenant did that.
Definitely.
Alien Covenant was a piece of shit.
Ooh, harsh.
It was such a bad film.
I didn't see it.
So bad.
Hmm.
It's just like...
What about you, Onika? What's your halftime like?
I did some filmmaking.
That's good.
I did a lot of producing. Oh, me and Digby are working on something soon.
We are. It's very exciting.
No details now, but...
Details later, and it'll be advertised on the podcast when it's out.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of advertising on that.
Definitely.
Yeah. I watched a lot of old films. I watched not really old films, to be honest. I watched Breakfast Club twice.
Breakfast Club's a brilliant film.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that film so much.
I really like the girl, the emo girl.
Oh,
she just freaks the shit out of me, and it's hilarious,
terrifying.
But like
when she's like doing her dance off and she's like eating it. Oh, that's disgusting.
That was nice. I mean, that was disgusting. yeah, there was this one film I watched that was like one of the best things I've ever watched. It's called Mustang.
Mustang.
Yeah, it's a Turkish film. A second, sorry.
And?
Yeah, so it's about the sisters and they all live in Turkey.
Nice.
And their original mother's dead, so they live with their uncle.
Mm.
And so what happens is each of them are like trapped in their own house by their uncle, because apparently they're too much of a disgrace to their families.
Ooh.
So each of the girls, they start to rebel. One girl, they get most of them get married really young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the entire cast is Turkish, and it's, like, there's a predominantly female crew as well. Yeah, it's just a really good film.
Sounds interesting. Where'd you see it?
Sheffield.
In the cinema?
Yeah, if you go to Sheffield Showroom Cinema, it's very good.
Let's talk about cinemas. Like, what cinemas do you go to, and what cinemas do you like? Because two favourite are my local ones. Rich Mix, which talks a little bit the first podcast. Which is, it's really good in supporting people who want to be filmmakers. And not want to be filmmakers, but like want to watch a lot of films. So it's like £5 for every film if you're a student.
Yeah.
Which is a great deal.
I loved it, which makes.
And Genesis.
Genesis is dope.
Oh.
I spent most of my childhood in Genesis.
Genesis is a brilliant cinema.
I used to live like a road away from Genesis.
Mm.
That's dope.
It is just a mad cinema.
Like, I feel like what? I understand that, like, our generation nowadays are, like, not watching as many films in cinemas right now.
Yeah.
Because of Netflix.
Because of piracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piracy is kind of annoying as well.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if it was easier... But I don't pirate solely because it's so hard.
because it's just difficult.
Like, there's so many pop-ups.
Downloading a torrent. Yeah.
You have to go on like these sketchy sites that say, oh, you're going to be arrested if you don't download this VPN.
If you don't download this VPN.
Like, I don't want to download some VPN for
Russian girls near you.
Yeah. Like, I click on it and no Russian girls near me.
There's no Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's a really big issue because it's where this... It kind of looks like all films going to get all their money from advertisements.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to pirate.
Yeah, it's like
we've been brought up in a generation that pirates films.
Yeah,
like, and when we're older, everyone will be pirating films because it's just the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it's like I was having this conversation with some of my friends from my old school, and they're like massive maths science nerds, and they were like, "Oh, why should I pay £3 for a film on iTunes when I could just go and watch it on Putlocker?"
I'm yeah. Like,
you're just ruining.
I buying films from iTunes, I have a bit of a thing against. I don't
why.
I don't know. It's mainly because of Apple. I don't want Apple knowing anything about me because that's scary, and I don't want Google knowing anything about me either.
Apparently, did you hear about that thing about Facebook?
The recording thing.
Yeah,
I did indeed.
It's not. Do you think it's real?
For a bit of context here, there has been a social experiment. Where there's a guy who talks about cat food for like for like 2 hours in a conversation, and then waits 2 weeks, and then cat food gets published to it gets advertised to him to his face, and so it looks like Google is listening into his conversations.
Do you think we're gonna get like film ads on our Facebooks now?
Because we have our phones out right now. Because we've got our phones in our pockets. Do you think after this on our Facebook? Like, oh, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, but I'm not completely sure that's going to... I don't think that's real. I think...
I don't know. It's pretty easily faked.
Yeah. Like...
I think it is a little bit to do with cognitive bias.
Yeah. Like... If you like hear that Facebook is listening to you, you're like, yeah. Oh my god,
because so many ads come up, and then you're like, oh, I talked about cat food. Oh look, cat food's there.
Yeah,
you just kind of like
I talked about cat food 9 months ago. Oh my god,
oh my god, it's advertised here.
But like, Mark Zuckerberg freaks the shit out of me.
He's terrifying.
I love him, but he's a lizard.
Lizard. He's a lizard, person.
He's not a real person.
How can someone be that socially awkward?
Yeah, like, how can you be one of the richest people in the world, but you're that socially awkward? Like,
it's just
so weird.
Have you heard his jokes? Did you listen to the convention, and then he did all those furious...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, in the Fast and the Furious, he's busting out the jokes. It was just awful. And when he was doing this...
Let me play you something.
And try not to let stuff bother you as much as possible, but it is going to bother you because you're human, and I was human. I am human, still.
You ain't human, Mark. Mark, you ain't human.
He's not.
He's a genius, though. Jesus. Yeah. And he gave 99% of his wealth to charity. 99%, that's more than any other of the top 10 richest people in the world.
Bill Gates does a lot as well.
He does a lot of charity. What I like... about I've talked this about with my dad. What I like about, because the three richest people in the world is Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates made a big, because he's the richest man in the world, made the organization called the Bill Gates Foundation.
And Melinda, isn't it? Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And he wanted all the money. No, he wanted his legacy to be on. He wanted people to talk about him in future years. So he put his name on the foundation. But what Warren Buffett did is he didn't... he could have very easily put up his own foundation, but he didn't. He just donated a lot of his money to the Bill Gates Foundation, which I think is pretty admirable because he doesn't he doesn't care about his name being left on. He cares about the charity.
His name's going to live on.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Not like a million years from now, but like a good 200.
I feel like one of my favourite... billionaires is Elon Musk.
Oh,
he's
just beautiful, isn't he?
He is Batman.
He's Batman. He's just the coolest guy, isn't he? He's so smart.
Like, he's doing so much for the world.
Yeah.
But
PayPal, I love it. Tesla.
PayPal is it. godly.
Godly.
Like, no one wants to type in their credit card address into some random website.
I don't
website.
Care. I don't care about it. Just PayPal, bank, done. Bank.
Straight up.
Yeah.
It's dope.
And yeah, banks are so annoying, and it just takes all the annoying bit about banks and just does it for you.
There's some really sketchy shit in the world. Like, credit cards are like a norm, but they're the most sketchiest shit in the world. It's like, you spend the money you don't have, and then you're like constantly in debt. So
that's horrible, isn't it? Like, that's why I don't want to go to a credit card. I like having a debit card, because when I'm broke, I know I'm broke.
Exactly.
Like, I can't spend over, because I know I'd just be tempted. It's just so human to be like, oh, I want more stuff, I'm going to buy it, and then think of the consequence later, because you never know when you're going
to... You just keep getting new credit cards to pay that credit card off. Like, it should be illegal. Like,
but credit card fraud, that is illegal.
No, credit cards in general.
Credit cards in general should be illegal.
It's weird.
Wow, indeed. So, Halloween.
Halloween!
Halloween!
What did you come as?
I went as, well, you saw, but I went as 11 from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
We both had pretty classic outfits.
It was pretty hot. I came as a pregnant Japanese lady.
I liked it. I thought you were, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
The really racist yellow face impression. Well, I don't know the actor's name. And it's just like the most racist thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, it's just horrible. It's Breakfast at Tiffany's came out in like 1960. Probably even, I think even 1970 maybe.
I've never watched it.
Never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. No. Yeah, I think his name's Mr. Miyazaki. And it is just, he does like the buck teeth. And like, oh, it's so bad. And it's just a very, very white person. And I thought you came as him. And I was like, what a nice reference. But no.
Yeah. No one understood my outfit yesterday. Like, as soon as I walked in, oh, Jedi.
Oh, Jedi. No.
Pregnant Japanese lady.
It's quite a niche outfit. So I had a pretty niche outfit. 11 from Stranger Things. Not many people got it. But the people who did, I was like, thank you. Mick got it. I'm happy about that. So Halloween, cool about Halloween movies. What do you think about Halloween movies?
Halloween movies are horror films, aren't they?
Not necessarily. Actually, pretty necessarily.
Yeah.
There are all horror movies, and not all horror movies are Halloween films, and all Halloween films are scary movies.
Yeah. What's your favorite horror film?
So, when I think about horror movies, what kind of movies spring to mind?
Creep.
Yeah. Jesus, that was fast.
Creep is a sick film. It's like this videographer takes a job in the mountain. You just catch it to it. Like, most of my favourite horror films are like fan footage kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. So like Blair Witch.
Yeah. I like horror films that kind of like make you think that it's real.
Yeah.
So
Paranormal Activity?
No.
No.
Like a weird... I like horror films shot on, like, really shit cameras. So it's just, like, imagining some guy on some random guy, and he catches some shit.
Yeah. With Blair Witch, which was really cool, is in LA, where... in LA, they had loads of missing posters and had pictures of the actors. And what I really like about the Blair Witch is all the actors were completely unknown.
Oh.
And yeah, and so people got really worried because they thought it was real.
That's kind of
how crazy is that? But what I really with modern horror films, like It Follows and The Babadook. Babadook's an amazing film. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really, really good. You should watch it. And it's kind of like horror with like a message behind it. Like, it's got actual meaning. Like, It Follows is a whole metaphor about sexual health. And The Babadook is all about inner meaning in one's heart and like depression and sadness and the balance between happiness and sadness, which is really cool. But there's some really good classic horror films as well, like The Exorcist, which kind of like pumped it all up.
Nosferatu.
Yeah.
That one's... I think that's one of my favourite films of all time.
Have you seen...
We're talking about it in English today, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's such a weird guy.
Oh, Scream.
Scream.
Oh, I love Scream. That revolutionized the horror franchise. As it's really clever. It's really cool.
Yeah.
What about gory films like Saw and like.
I don't like gory films. Goro. Don't. Have you ever been on the Scary Films channel on Sky?
No.
Yeah, my first experience on it, I clicked on it, and I saw some guy cut off another guy's penis.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm gone. I'm not sure what that film was, but it was weird. It was really weird.
I should watch more films on Sky. I don't have Sky. What am I talking about?
Huh?
I don't have Sky. I was like, I should watch more films on Sky, but I don't have Sky. So
I don't have Sky anymore. I think this was like when I was a child. It was like 2007. I was like, shit, boy. Actually, there was like this one thing that happened in my childhood that made me not go on the internet for like 4 months.
That sounds like something I want to hear.
It's like, have you ever, do you know about larvae? Larvae.
The maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in West Africa, there's this larvae that can crawl into your finger.
Oh, wow.
And it's the most disgusting picture of all time.
Of a larvae in someone's finger.
Yeah.
But when they're in your finger, what do they do?
No, they live inside of your finger. And it's just so disgusting to look at. And I didn't go on the internet for 4 months after that. And that was... Don't Google it. I beg you, please. I swear to God. I'm not going to Google it. I shouldn't have said this. You're going to feed... Oh, God. I'm with you for 2 years.
I'm going to keep this in my brain, and I'm going to set your wallpaper on the computer as this larvae.
God,
and
I just the fingers. Told pretty gonna, much everyone.
You're going to open it up, and oh my God, I'm going to pop it up.
I'm not going to be able to go to school anymore, because we are on computers every day.
We are computers every day. Really cool movie, Cabin in the Woods.
I've never watched it.
Really, really good movie. It's like, it starts off as a classic horror movie, and then it has a big twist in the end, and it's really, really good.
Very good horror film, Unfriended?
No. That is not true. That's a lie. Oh, I haven't seen it, though.
It was so bad. I watched it because I thought it'd be funny. It was very funny.
It was, yeah.
But it's like, it's the most patronizing thing of all time. It's like this teenage girl, and she's on Skype.
Yes, you do.
And she goes onto her internet, and you look at her tabs, and it's like the most like teenagery thing of all time.
It's Tumblr.
Like, Tumblr, yeah. Yes. Forever 21.
Oh, wow.
And MSN.
Nice. Yeah. MSN. Who uses MSN?
No clue.
Anyone uses
it's
MSN?
The most like stereotypical thing of all. It's not even scary.
I think being scared, I think what scares me, like, a lot of my favourite horror films aren't the ones that scare me the most. Like, I get scared at really stupid stuff, like, Sinister really scared me.
Like Tuesday.
No, but, like, also, The Conjuring was very scary. The Conjuring 2 wasn't that scary. But they aren't, like, great horror films, but they are very scary horror films.
There's this one that I watched, I thought it was called, just looking up now, Hush.
Hush.
Have you watched that?
I have heard of it.
It's shit. Oof. It's so bad. It's like, if you gave a 14-year-old child a budget of $1 million and told him he had to make a horror film.
And he was like, oh, people in masks, very scary.
Yeah. Yeah! It's literally a deaf lady.
Oh, no, is it with the blind man? Is it the one with the blind man? And he had, like, does conflict. No, okay.
No, it's just, like, this deaf lady. And there's a masked man around her house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, this one thing you're thinking for the entire film. Why doesn't the masked man just break a window and walk in?
He's can't deaf.
Hear it.
Like, just break in. Wait, so... Oh, I don't want to watch it because you said it was bad. This is a very spooky atmosphere. We've got the lights off in our room. It's very, very spooky.
Very central. I mean, they're very scary.
You be doing this on podcast every single time. We sound like we like watch different movies because most of the time when I'm like, oh, have you watched that? You're like, no. And I'm like, you say to me, like, have you watched? I'm like, no. She needs to start watching the same films. What other movies do you like? Like horror movies, horror movie wise. Seven. Very good film. Have you seen it?
No.
It's got Morgan Freeman in it, and it's got Brad Pitt in it. Not Brad Pitt. Is it Brad Pitt?
Yeah, exactly.
Brad Pitt in it.
Brad
and
Pitt.
They're both very good actors, and they both... And you know the what's in the box thing?
The
what's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kid Choi channels.
What?
You know how, like, have you ever watched a toy channel before?
Nathan's Toy Reviews, or what's it called?
Yeah.
Is it Nathan?
I don't know. There's like a billion of them. Yeah. They open up boxes.
No, like the richest YouTuber is this kid.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I think his name's Nathan. Is it Nathan's Toy Reviews?
I think so.
It's weird to call a kid Nathan. Like, you wouldn't like a little toddler. That's not a Nathan. Little toddler's like a Tim E.
Or a Derek.
Or a Derek. Not Nathan. Or like Michael. Can't call a little toddler Michael. That's stupid. That'd be horrible. Think of a name that you can have in later life, but you can also have in like toddler stage. It's not a lot.
Digby.
Maybe Digby. Kind of. Not can't really have it in later life. That's what I've learned.
Have you ever met a Digby?
Never met a Digby. Have you ever met a Digby? Well, obviously you have. Have you met another Digby except for me?
No.
Very upsetting. I don't know many. My mum's best friend's... Not best friend's. Mum's friend's...
It's Digby.
Nephew is called Digby.
Oh, so Digbyus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like, with horror films, the sorry for completely changing the subject. I really like with horror films is how the difference in them. So, Alien is completely different to Silence of the Lambs, but they're still horror films. They're still both scary movies.
Horror films are probably like one of the widest genres.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, also one of the easiest to make.
Yeah, a lot of things that make you scary. You scared. Make you scary.
Are you trying to say, tell me something on it?
Have you watched the new It?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually very good.
I'm
it's glad. Very well made.
Finn Lionheart, what's his name? The guy from Stranger Things. Wolfheart.
Yeah. He's good actor. He's gonna
do well.
He's gonna be like...
He's got a weird face though.
Brad Pitt. Like, when we're older.
Weird face.
Yeah.
But you know...
Have you watched The Orphanage?
I have not.
It's weird.
Should we find a movie, a horror movie that we've both seen?
Okay. Just a list. Just to like fire them.
All right, let's go Google and like find as many like. Okay. Get Out. We've both seen Get Out.
Yep. Get Out is dope.
But we did talk about the first podcast, so that doesn't count.
Psycho.
The Shining. We've both seen The Shining because we saw it together.
Yeah.
And we saw Get Out together as well.
Psycho.
I have not seen Psycho.
Oh my god.
I know.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I have not seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
Jesus.
I've seen Scream. You've seen Scream.
I've watched Scream. Jaws?
I have seen Jaws.
Yes.
Rosemary's Baby. Have you seen that?
No.
It's really good.
Silence of the Lambs?
I have seen that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Nosferatu?
I haven't seen it.
Damn.
Very sad. Is it good?
Yeah, so sick.
Oh, yes.
One of my favourite films. Captain Underpants?
I have seen Captain Underpants. Oh, 28 Days Later.
Oh yeah, I've watched that one.
Everyone's watched 28 Days Later. It's a good film. I watched it in my first medium. Go away. For a bit of context, because we're in a very dark room, we can't really see much around us. Oleg just went, "Who's that?" Because he doesn't like me, mainly. Sixth Sense. That's technically a horror movie because it's got dead people in it. You not watched it?
No.
No, we've both seen Saw, the first one.
I've watched some of it.
You've not watched Saw?
No, my oldest brother used to be like massively into it.
Goro.
Yeah, like he used to make YouTube videos about it, and it freaked
that is shit that me. Is weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, I really like Saw, but I didn't like Saw is a really good concept, I think, like as an idea, but they just turned up the violence too much. Mm. I'm not gonna go see the new Jigsaw because I quite like watching them. Like it's weirdly therapeutic seeing people get massacred.
Yeah, so because, like, it's not happened to you.
Yeah, it's just like, I could be that guy. Like, life...
Back to Saw.
Very sorry for that interruption. yeah. But yeah, because the first Saw, there was a scene, I think, where there's a shotgun and someone there's a tripwire. And when you trip on it, the shotgun goes in your noggin. But in the first Saw, you don't see that thing actually happen. You just hear the shotgun go off. And so it's a little bit more subtle. And I think that way of doing art in film is pretty interesting, especially with franchise so prolific as the Saw franchise. Wrapping up a little bit, because we've been talking about Halloween for a little bit too long, even though it is a Halloween episode. Very spooky.
Spooky.
It does say, because we're running out of time, the end question, what era of film do you enjoy the most?
Ah, do you want to go first?
I'm going to do a little bit of a controversial choice.
Go on.
And I'm going to say the 2010s. Mainly because I'm most used to...
I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
I was recording.
Was it?
I am recording.
It's a song, like, it's not... like you can put that in the podcast if you want.
Ad-libs.
Ad-libs. Ad-libs to the podcast. Pa-pa-pa-pa!
And the ting goes.
You what?
And the ting goes.
Scrap.
And the Adobe After Effects goes.
Skibbity pop pop. And a tuk tuk bro.
Okay, let's start.
Alright, yeah, cool. That was nice.
So, Digby.
Yes.
Tell me, what is your favourite era film?
I would say, off the top of my head, 80s. Or 70s. Okay, maybe not. 70s. 70s got Jaws, Alien, Rocky, Close Encounters, Star Wars, Taxi Driver, Apocalypse Now, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Godfather Part 2, Clockwork Orange.
Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's a brilliant film. That's such a banging film.
I did the psychology last year, and yeah.
It's just a banging film, isn't it?
My psychology teacher don't like me very much.
Harsh.
Yeah, just saying. But
it's actually a very good film for horror.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Yes.
Alex wants to kick you all out.
Alright, cool.
So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. We'll, all right. We'll wrap up.
We can wrap up. Can I just do a bit of an outro?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if he tells you off for locking the door, ignore him. I don't care about you guys locking the door. Like, honestly, it's safer for you guys.
Beautiful. Thank you. Era film. What's your favourite era film? Go.
80s.
80s.
Yeah.
Listen Breakfast to Club. E.T.
Breakfast Club, First Bueller's Day Out,
oh,
E.T., The Goonies, Back to the Future, Stand By Me, Ghostbusters, Blade Runner.
Stand By Me is a good film.
Gremlins.
Full Metal Jacket.
And like...
Shining.
I think most people...
Platoon! Platoon's a sick film.
Yeah. I think most people love like... the 80s like
the vibe. Nostalgia. Yeah. This is good. Do you
watch The Goldbergs?
No.
Such a dope film. I love it.
But I think the 2010s, if we finish off well, we have some really banging films, the 2010s. So does the... I think the 2000s is a bit of an underrated year because they got American Psycho, Memento. I think that's a really good year for film. I mean, most years are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, there aren't many bad years because
maybe the... You know, Hollywood era. That one.
90s.
No, like 60s. There were good films, but people
good,
just...
Good, bad, the ugly. Rosemary's Baby, I like that.
People just pumped out shit.
Yeah.
To make money.
There's a lot of shit.
It was like very factory filmmaking.
But in the 70s got pretty good.
Yeah.
And then a bit better in the 80s. But yeah, probably need to wrap up there because we need to go soon and not hit my microphone. Thank you very much for listening. It's a bit of a short one. Very sorry, we're getting kicked out of our room. Other than that,
I'm Digby Hilliard.
And I'm Annika Rahman. And goodbye.
We'll see you next week.